He does revivals, does an awesome job, very anointed of the Lord, and we've been friends now for about 3 years, maybe four, a little longer, but Michael Vincent is a very nice young man. He's single, ladies. Amen. Amen. And Freddie told me, he said, make sure and tell him I'm single. No. He didn't tell me that. I was just joking. But as he comes tonight, I want you to say, Brother Vincent, Vincent. Preach to me.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord, Brother Bacon. You can just stay up here for just a second. Man. You know what? I've made it a habit to surround my folks, myself with folks like... Brother. Come here, brother. Where'd he go? He always leaves. He knows I'm going to get him. Kevin Brown. There he is. Come here, Brother Kevin. Come here, Brother Dunn. Come here. You know what? I think I've got my bases covered. When you're a scrawny guy like me, man, you have to be careful and you have to choose your friends wisely. Stand right there in that middle right there. Stand over there. Look at this, man. Ain't nobody going to mess with me. I got three of the meanest, ugliest, toughest guys on my side. I'm just kidding. You know what, these guys right here, I met Brother Dunn I don't know how long ago. Man, I've known Brother Dunn for probably 50 years, I don't know. I met Brother Bacon about, I don't know, Friday. Y'all catch that later. Brother Bacon and the Bacon Bits, man. They're awesome folks, and you know, there's something about these guys, man, they remind me so much of each other. Not because they're both ugly. Or not because they're both just, you know, wearing red shirts. But, I mean, seriously, their passion for young people. Their passion for young people. And Brother Brown, you wore a red shirt too, man. I'm really glad you all got in sync tonight. They're not in sync. But the passion of these guys, man, that they reach for young people. And some people just look at young people as just kids that are just out of control. And kids that just, you know, they break things at your house and at the church.
All the time.
Amen. And some people just overlook them. But, you know, these guys like this, man, they're building churches for tomorrow for Bill Grissom. Amen. They're filling up the churches, man, full of people that have passion. And you get a young person that's saved from the world. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You get a young person that's been in sports and passionate about that, and you know, they're out there playing with their whole heart, and they're going to win. If you put your whole heart into something, man, you intend to win. You get that turned around and take a guy like Brother Dunn and where's Brother Christian back there? Raise your hand. No. Where's Brother Dalton back there? Raise your hand, dude. Come here, stand out there in the middle. I want to tell you a little story real quick before I start preaching. You know, Brother Dunn got a hold of this little skater punk right here. Two of them. They were wreaking havoc on teachers. They were getting gray hairs by the day. These teachers were just, bless them. And these kids, they were little punks. Little punks. And Brother Dunn taught them a Bible study. And Dalton and Christian received the Holy Ghost. That's not evangelistic. That's true, right? All right. Good. Picked him up in his own vehicle for 2 years. Man, that's passion. And then, stay there. And then, Brother Dalton's mom started coming with him. And she got baptized in Jesus' name and got the Holy Ghost. And then Brother Christian's mom started coming. and got baptized, and God filled her with the Holy Ghost. And then they started bringing their little skater punk friends with them to church. Right there, buddy. Step out now. Right there. Look at that. And right there. Step out now, buddy. Look at these guys, man. And I'm going to tell you what. These guys are passionate about church. These guys will flat preach your tie off when you and Thomas crossing. You know what that is? That is a youth pastor. And there's folks here, Brother Bacon, who reached out there, brought them, spent time with them, taught them Bible studies, won them to God, man. What if we didn't have youth leaders like these guys, man? I'm telling you what, we need to give our youth leaders a good hand. And you guys can be seated before I get in trouble. Man, you guys can be seated. I don't want y'all to steal all the limelight tonight. And y'all can be seated too, because I don't like people staring at the back of my head when I preach. Makes me nervous. Plus, I'm getting a bald spot, and I don't want anybody to see it. Hey, man, I didn't tell y'all to sit down. I was talking to these folks. I'm just kidding. I'm going to, what are you doing, brother? Trading me a microphone for an ice cream cone. Good trade, brother. See, you know what? Sometimes they just see that some people just need a leash, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, well, if you would, just stand with me tonight. I love Pentecostal calisthenics. Anybody feel like you're just losing weight already? Praise the Lord. If you have your Bibles, why don't you go with me tonight to Acts chapter 2. We're going to go to Acts chapter 2, and you know what? I think probably pretty much everybody in this building could quote this. But I'm going to read it anyway. I want to say good thanks to Brother Grissom. Where's that guy back there? That's a good man right there. And I appreciate him and allowing me to come and preach behind his pulpit. And all you guys that come from miles away and some of you that come from blocks away. But everybody that's here, God bless you for being here tonight. You know what, it gets me excited when on Friday night, you guys could be doing anything. You all come to the house of the Lord. You know what gets me excited? Because I know God honors sacrifice. And for I don't know about y'all, but when I was a teenager and I gave up a Friday night for church, that was a big deal. But God always honors sacrifice. Can I have my microphone back, please?
Brother?
Good trade. Amen. So you guys that gave up, I don't know what, maybe playing basketball, you girls that gave up maybe a good shopping trip and there was a good clearance going on somewhere, I don't know. God will honor your sacrifice and you'll get maybe, I don't know, a good 50% off deal. I don't know. Just the price. Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles, some of you don't. They got that on the screen back there, brother? Man, you don't even need Bibles these days, but you can't get one of those in your living room very good and read the Bible off of that. So you probably need to keep your Bibles. Amen. Acts chapter 2, and I'm going to start reading probably in the first verse. Anybody know this? Anybody heard this before? Raise your hand. All right, just making sure. It says, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all..." Everybody say all.
All.
"With one accord." Man, all in one Honda Accord. "And in one place. And suddenly there came..." It wasn't a Honda Accord. Take it easy, folks. "And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting." I don't know if they were sitting there for a reason. I don't think they were sitting. "And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled..." Everybody say all. "Filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And they were dwelling in Jerusalem, Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven." And then it goes down, skip a few. And it says in verse number 12, It's this. And they were all amazed and in doubt, saying one to another, "What meaneth this?" Others mocking and said, "These men are full of new wine." They started looking at these folks. They said, "Man, they're acting crazy." Have you ever seen a drunk person before? You look at them and you go, "Something ain't right." They said, "What meaneth this?" Others started mocking. They said, "These men are full of new wine." But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, "Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which is spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out on those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy." Amen. Let's go to the Lord. We just need His help here tonight. Praise the Lord. Let's lift our voices and ask the Lord to touch this word tonight. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord, for what we've heard already in this service, what we've felt of your spirit. God, we ask you to anoint this service, anoint our ears to hear. God, we pray that you would anoint this message tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. Turn around. Shake somebody's hand that you don't know. And tell him it's good to see him tonight.
Praise. I'll just preach for the brother.
All right, I didn't ask you to fellowship. Man, you Pentecostal people, I almost said the shut word, but y'all just be quiet and sit down. You say, shake somebody's hand and say one word and it just gets out of hand like a big old chicken yard or something. My goodness. Crazy folks. I'm one of you. Amen. I want to preach to you tonight just a little while. And I want everybody's attention if I could. If you're sitting by somebody and you're just talking it up, I tell you what. Just kind of zip it for a little bit. That always works. I don't know. I wasn't talking to you. I wasn't talking to you, okay? I want you to just listen to Brother Vincent for just a little while. I was going to preach something different. And God just kept changing my mind. And I thought, you know what? I don't know. I'd rather preach this other thing. But God just put this on my heart tonight. I want to preach to you young people tonight about passion. About passion. You know, the world is very passionate about what they do. Come on, somebody. I said, the world's very passionate about what they do. You know, you see them go out on a Friday night, and they start making plans on a Tuesday night. They say, "Friday, I'm going to save my paycheck, and we're going to go out on Friday night. It's going to be me and Bob and Sam and Billy and I don't know who else. Who else will come up out and help me party out my money? And we're going to go out and we're going to have a good time. And get so drunk we don't even know what we did." They do that. We're just going to go out and have a good time. It's going to be such a good time. You know, I may get to the house Friday morning or Saturday morning and get in the mirror and I might be missing a tooth and I don't even know where it's at. That was a good time. They are passionate. Passionate about their planning. They're passionate about what they do. When they go out, they don't just go to the bar and stay for a couple minutes and go, "Let's go home. It's 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock is about the time they get started." And who's the church is going too long and McDonald's is burning my burgers. I got to go to the house. People start slipping out. You go, where are they going? Well, you was preaching too long. I'm not a long-winded preacher. Take it easy, folks. But they don't get started till about 9, and they stay until the place is completely closed. And they have to say, "Last call, that's all." And then when they say that, they're still saying,
How about one more?
For the road.
You know what I'm talking about. These crazy folks, man, they're like, I ain't drunk.
Hey, that right, Bob?
They're crazy, folks. They're passionate about it. They're passionate about it. They ain't going to go home just because it's 9 or 10. It gets 1, 2 o'clock. You know what? The party's still going. And sometimes they'll go to somebody's house and have a party after that. But then on Sunday morning they say, I can go to church. That preacher preaches for 2 hours. Brother Grissom, Brother Brown just said, right. So mark that down. Folks, when they go to get drunk, they get drunk.
They don't just go. Doc, they like this.
And they're going to get every drop. You know why? Because they're passionate about it. I said they're passionate about it. And when they throw a party, they're going to throw a party, Brother Brown. And that party, something's going to get broke. Something's going to get tore up. Or somebody's going to get hurt because they're having a good time. Somebody's going to get so drunk, they throw up. And then they say, okay, you know, turn the lights out, make these folks go home. That's the only way they can get them to leave. They have to turn the lights out. Folks, we leave the lights on saying, man, I wish they'd just come to church. Nobody comes. We say, what in the world? We have to beg them to come. You know what that is? It's passion. It's, man, I wish. I tell you what. I just wonder if we could just get maybe just five young people in this house tonight to get just as passionate about God as the world is about their party. You hear me tonight, young people? I said, I wish I could get five young people just to get as passionate. Get on your knees and pray. Get on your face and seek God and just get passionate. Get it inside of your heart. Get it inside of your blood. Get it, eat it, drink it, breathe it, sleep it. Whatever it takes, think about it every day and just dwell on the things of God and get passionate about the things of God. You know what would happen? Just if we took 5, Brother Brown, young people, I tell you what, there would be no preaching tonight. I said there'd be no preaching tonight because there'd be somebody so in love with God said, I got to have a move of God. Come on, you know what, folks? I'm just going to tell you this. Be seated. Folks, this is the liveliest you get in church. You ain't got no devil scared tonight. There ain't no devil scared of you tonight. Brother Baker, I tell you what, if that's all the moves they got is one hand up, one hand down, hey, you know what the devil says to you? You don't intimidate me. You don't intimidate me. Oh, I tell you what, when a young person steps out in the aisle and says, hey, God set me free. I can dance, I can shout, I can praise and worship God. You know what that does? There's a devil that says, hey, that young person's got a hold of something. And I can't take it away from them. Oh, I'm preaching about passion tonight, folks. I'm preaching about some young people getting passionate about living for God. Come on, folks. We've had church in granny gear. You know what I'm talking about. You're in a hurry. You're driving down a country road,
and all you see is two puffs of gray. One in the driver's seat and one in the passenger seat. I always say, oh boy, we're going to be here a while. And it's only when you're in a hurry. They on a Sunday afternoon drive and it's only Wednesday night. He said, they got it in granny gear. They got it in granny gear, folks. We've been having church in granny gear. God's behind you saying, man, I want to do something tonight in this service. I want to... Hello? I want to do something in this service. But and he's saying, God's saying, oh, where's your passion? Where's your worship? Yeah, buddy. Get in granny gear.
Get in granny gear.
You got it in granny gear, folks. Here's what's happening. God's saying, I sure would like to get you to that altar so I could fill you with the Holy Ghost. I sure wish you would get out of that pew and just maybe make a lap or two around the church. And, you know, I believe I've got a victory for you tonight. If you would just... We ain't got much time left. I'm coming back soon. That's what God's saying. I'm coming back soon. Hello? I think if we had a horn sometimes, that's all we hear during church. Honk, 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 honk! Honk, 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 honk! Park it and put a fence around it, folks. Come on, Bacon. Come on, Bacon. You know that thing you've been praying for? Oh, I finally got him up. Folks, we're working God to death. No, not literally, but I mean, I'm telling you, he's pushing, pushing, pushing. He ain't going to drag you. He'll draw you. Not like that. Not like Stint will draw you. But he will pull you to that altar. And folks, when you feel that pulling and something on the inside of you says, if I would get out of this pew and I might just get out in the aisle and just get a little bit excited, I feel like God might do something for me. You know what that is? That's God drawing. And you know what? We stand there and we go, not me. Not me. I just got this coat today and I ain't messing it up. What about it? Had a dry clean before. But I just got this pretty new outfit. You know, I got the shoes on clearance for $5. And I had to go buy me a $200 outfit to match them. I know how you ladies work. I just got this today for that youth rally. It was a youthist rally, and I had to get it, make it look nice. Hogwash, folks. God don't care what you're wearing, and neither does the person sitting next to you, because they tried to outdress you. That's the truth. I tried to outdress Brother Bacon tonight. I didn't. But if you would just get a little bit, I guess, loosened up a little bit. Yes, sir. Ain't getting loosened up, you stiff collar. Is it still straight? You already got a wife, doctor. What are you talking about? Hey, you know what this guy right here, I believe he's saying, almost smacked you in the mouth, that microphone. I've been terrible. Doug, I didn't come to impress you. I'm on a war cry against an enemy. And I come tonight not to look pretty. I didn't come tonight to take up space. I come tonight to have church and to let the devil know that I'm apostolic. I want him to know that I'm born again of the water and of the Spirit. And there's no devil in hell that could keep me from worshiping my God and getting passionate about what God did for me. Well, come on, folks. I can already see tonight we don't have to drag this thing. Come on, folks. I'm preaching to you back here. I'm preaching to you guys up here. It's time to get passionate about what God's doing. You know what? When you get excited about what God's doing, God gets excited about what he's doing. Well, hallelujah. I said, when you get excited, I believe all heaven stands at attention. People, get your glasses. I believe we're going to have a move of God on a Friday night. Right there in Athens, Texas. I believe God's going to feel. Oh, God, get ready. This one right here is getting ready to get the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, get ready. This one right here is about to get a blessing. They're just waiting on you to pour it out. God's saying, don't wait on me. Because I'm ready. Some of you say, when the Lord gets ready. He wasn't even born and he was born ready. He was existent ready. To give you your blessing and your miracle. All, listen to me. All that he is waiting on. It's for somebody to get passionate and say, I'm staying until it happens. I don't care what time it is. I'm staying until it happens. I don't care how wet with sweat I get. I'm going to sweat until it happens. Folks, I'm fixing to get mad at the devil tonight. You know what's wrong with some of us? We've learned how to joyride it. Hey, you ain't gonna get nothing joyriding. Pretty cool ride. You know what? I think we've had too much carousel church. Doo-doo. You know what we need to have? Some bull riding church. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, that thing, you don't ever know what direction he's going to turn. You don't see somebody sitting up on a bull going, no! That dude's hanging on for dear life because that thing's going crazy. That's the ride of his life. Hey, God wants to give you the ride of your life in the Spirit tonight. God said, no more carousel church. Let that bull riding church. See, I'm not emotional though. Go Cowboys! Ah, woohoo! I'm not emotional, Brother Brad. I'm not emotional. You emotional, you just emotional about the wrong stuff. I was sitting in the living room with some folks the other day. They had these little joysticks, little remote controllers. And man, they was over there playing this fighting game. And these guys are, oh! Ah! One of them threw his remote, boom! I quit. Ah! He got up. Ah! Ah! I said, check him for fever. Boy, got problems. Something wrong with him. Oh, he does that when he loses. What does he do when he wins? I'm getting out of here. You know what, folks? We can get passionate about whatever we don't get passionate about. I say it's time to get passionate about God. You at school and somebody say, that's that Bible-toting boy over there. Yeah, that's right. That's me. Let me tell you what it says. Here's something in here for you. It says, if you repent of your sins. Something here for you.
Yes, sir.
If you repent of your sin, you already did. Did you get baptized? Went down in baptism in Jesus' name. He said he would fill you with the Holy Ghost. Hey, you want a ride of your life? You get the Holy Ghost. You just think you've had a high? You just think you've had a drunk? You ain't seen nothing until you get a hold of the Holy Ghost. See, I've known people that have drank, smoked, done drugs all their lives. And they've been tripping on all kinds of things. I don't know what, mushrooms and celery, I don't know. Broccoli and all the other vegetables. I don't know what they own, but they're tripping. They're just sitting there like, police are going to roll up in here. They're crazy. They're crazy. But you know what? I've seen some of them come and kneel down at an altar when God drew them. And folks, when they got up from that experience with God, they said, I never experienced anything like this. Nothing I've ever tried compared to that. You know what they say? Every time I drink, every time I smoked, every time I shut up, my problems went away for about 5 minutes. And then when I started coming down, my problems started coming down. And they were right there, right where I left them. But I watched them when they got up off that altar. And they had a personal experience with God. Their passion started getting a hold of them. When they left that place, they said, my problems are gone. My problems are gone. And from that day on, I'm telling you what, there's a passion. I said there's a passion that gets, they got to tell everybody they know. They got to share their experience with everybody they know. Hey, let me tell you what God did for me. I was preaching in Oklahoma, little bitty town. There's this big old guy in here, man. I come into service. Guy had this drum. I'm talking is this big old like weird drum, Indian looking drum. The guy looked dumb, drumming his drum. Man, he was up there, woo! Couldn't even hardly hear the music. Everybody had a smile on their face. Woo, hallelujah. Come home, Brother Tony. And I'm going, he's got to be tired, or that hand's getting wore out or something, or that drum's getting wore out. But you know what? He is passionate about that. And he'll say, woo-hoo! I'm talking, he's a big old boy. I saw him run the aisles. Doctor looked like a big old freight train coming around there. I said, man, if he slips and goes through that wall, he's not taking a hole in the wall. He's going to take the wall out. I said, well, it's a good old brush arbor service now, open air. Brother Tony just made it that way. Folks, he was passionate. I never seen such passion in somebody. I mean, he was passionate. And it wasn't just for 5 minutes for show. Ducky had a white shirt on, and you could see his skin through that white shirt. It was awful. I was going, but he was sweating through his shirt. Water dripping from his chin, beating that drum. Woo! During the preaching, he turned it into overdrive. I was trying to preach around Brother Tony. Stay on that side. But everywhere I was, he was right there behind me, man, like a shadow. Woo! Preach it! First night, it took a little bit to get used to. But after church, curiosity killed the cat. I said, all right, dude, what's your story? Because you got to have one, and it has to do something with that drum. He said, well, the drum ain't got nothing to do with it. But this old boy right here had something to do with it. He said, you know what, Brother Vincent? He said, I was a rough person. He said, I actually broke people's limbs that owed me money. I paid you up. I didn't borrow no dimes or quarters. He kept his money. He put it in the offering plate. I said, you gave that, right? He said, man, I was on everything you could imagine. He said, I drank almost a case of beer a day. And I could understand he was a big guy, you know. He poured it in a big old trough, stuck a straw in there. No, I'm just kidding. But he was a big boy. And you know what, Brother Bacon? I started kind of seeing. He said, man, I used to go to the dance halls and fling those old gals around, and I would dance for hours. And he said, you know what? I just decided that one day that stuff wasn't getting me anywhere. But more trouble and more problems. I'm telling you, everybody in that town knows Brother Tony. And when they would see Brother Tony, they'd be like, oh, great. He's either going to break something, he's going to break somebody, or he's going to get in a fight. He's loud, he's obnoxious. But you know what? I started looking, and on this side of the church, there's about three pews full of people out in the aisle saying, woo, right behind Brother Tony. I said, what's all that about? He said, you see, well, these are my buddies that I used to sell dope to. These are the this one right here is he was my number one customer. He said, man, I used to steal stuff to get my next fix. I used to go to every measure. I don't care. He said, I stole my mother's wedding rings and I took them to the pawn shop because I needed some dope. And I didn't get them back. And he said, that's why I'm missing a finger. Not really. But he said, you know, I would rob, I would steal, I'd do everything I could. And these guys saw me living like that. He said, but Brother Smith saw me at the hardware store one day. And Brother Smith told me about something that would fix my problems. He told me about something that would get a hold of me and that would change me. And he said, you know what? I just said, whatever. It's probably just another dead-end street. He said, I'm telling you, I've hit every wall, Brother Smith. Another wall ain't going to hurt me. Oh, but this time, something happened. Yeah. Folks, he walked into a Pentecostal church, and there was some worship going on. And he said, now, we didn't do that kind of dancing at the bar. Right. And they was talking in tongues. He said, now, we spoken, you know, a few words. They weren't nothing like that. He said, man, I didn't know what it was, Brother Vincent. He said, but I felt something like chill bumps getting a hold of me. He said, man, I could just see myself running to that altar. And he said, I just lost control. And he said, the next thing I knew, I was laying flat on my back in the middle between the two altars. And he said, I was speaking in another tongue and another language I didn't even know. He said, but when I got up from that place, he said, I had repented of all my sins and everybody in the church was blushing. He did, out loud. Brother Smith said, now, Brother Tony, you just got to repent of your sins. He said, I did this and I did this. And they were saying, no, you don't have to tell us. He said, but I got to tell somebody. What I... He started naming those sins. Everybody's going, that's illegal. But you know what? He said, when I got up from that place, he said, I was a new man. Hey, the Bible says that all things are passed away. All those old things, brother, all those things are gone, and I become a new creature. He said, when I got up from that floor, he said, I went to my mama's house and she said, Tony, you've been here 5 minutes and you haven't even used the F word. And he said, you mean I haven't been cussing? And he started telling his mama about the experience. And she said, man, if it can change you that quick. Brother Tony, see, he has some addictions that he had carried around in his front pocket for a long time. And Brother Tony just, man, he said, Mom, as a matter of fact, look, I'm tossing those in the garbage. And watch, I ain't picking them up. I ain't even craving those right now. You know what? She said, Tony, son, I believe you finally got a hold of something. He said, I don't know if I got a hold of that or if he got a hold of me, but I'm telling you, I'm a change. Hey. Brother Tony was passionate about what he got a hold of. I wish some of you would get a little like Brother Tony. Hey, you say, I grew up in church. I don't care. You don't know what God kept you out of. You don't know what is ahead of you in your future. Come on, folks. I'm preaching about something that's real. If you would let it get a hold of you tonight, there's no telling what kind of change that would take place in your life. Right now, I'm not talking about in your church. I'm talking about in your carcass, in your life. Well, come on, somebody. When God makes a change, He makes a permanent change. Come on, folks. I'm just telling you tonight, I'm preaching till my throat's sore and I'm wet. I'm done. I'm just leaving it up to you tonight. I've got about 10 more stories that I could tell you, but they just ain't working. Next thing is the jumper cables, my friend. And they won't work either. Tell you something that will work. Whenever you take your finger like that, don't pick your nose, just take your finger like that. Don't flick nothing off. I want you to point at something like that and say, when you get passionate, there will be a change. Folks, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord, just like we are here tonight. They were all in one place. And you know what they were doing?
That's cute.
That's pretty. Pretty shoes. Like your outfit. Ain't nothing. I got me a car yesterday. I'm going for a ride. It's got a V8 in it. Drinks gas. Blah, 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 blah. You can't afford that gas when that tank's empty anyway, so blah. I Instagrammed that one. Yeah, Brother Vincent had a booger in his nose when he was preaching. I Instagrammed it. What? What? No change. Oh, but if you put all that stuff aside, get rid of all, I mean, I text, I Instagram, I Facebook. I don't know if you're supposed to do that or not. But you know what? You're in church, I worship. Brother Brown, you're in church, I put my mug on God. You know why? Because I'm looking forward to what God's going to do. I'm looking forward to see who God's going to fill with the Holy Ghost. Because He said it's for only the few that dress really nice. No, He said it's for who? Whosoever will. It's for everybody. If you want it. If you want it, but God's not going to say, look, dude, I've been drawing you to this altar for about a month. I've had it. I'm done drawing. Now I'm dragging. I've been drawing you to the altar now for a month, dude. Business time. Yeah! One down! 50 more to go! I don't operate like that! Come here, let's try this one more time. I won't be as rough this time. I didn't give you a black eye. Church don't have insurance. Shh. Here's how God does it. Hey. What's your name? He already knows about him. Antonio. He said, Antonio. Hey, I got a blessing for you up there. You know that miracle you've been praying for? You know that problem you've been having at school? I got your answer right up there. Why don't you go get it? It's that easy. It's that easy, folks. It's that easy. You say, what? It's that easy. He said, hey, what's your name?
Julian.
Man. I picked the Hispanic section. So far, they've all been easy. Julian, man, listen. I got a victory for you tonight.
Hallelujah.
Won't you go get it? And Julian says, nah. Ain't nobody else going up there yet. Ain't nobody else going. Okay, well, there's been... I'm not saying you're a dork, brother. I'm not, okay? Just forget about this. You're not up here. Nobody's up there but the dork. Them same old people that up there... all the time. I ain't none of the cool kids up here yet. I'm just going to sit here and wait. You know what? You'll sit there and wait. The next service will come. You'll sit there and wait. And you know what's going to happen? Your miracle's going to say... God's going to say, wait, you know what? I'm just going to give this to somebody else because apparently you didn't want it. All right. And somebody else is going to say, I've been praying for that. And they're going to get your miracle. They're going to get your... But I'm just preaching about passion tonight, folks. They were so passionate to see this outpouring that they had heard about in the upper room. Brother, some of them might have got up and left. I don't know. Yeah, some of them did. Because the crowd was a lot bigger. And then it dwindled. And there was a bunch of them got up and left, folks. And they didn't get it. Maybe they did, but not right then. They got them left. You know why? They weren't passionate. But there was a group of folks that said, we're staying until we get it. What's the price? What do I got to do? What do I have to do to get my miracle? God said, go get it. Just go get it. And you know what? Suddenly there came a sound from heaven. Doctor, you think storm blew through the other night? Doctor, this was a storm that tore the devil's world down. It upset hell so bad because you know what? You ain't got the keys, man. Lock them up. I'm telling you, this outpouring, it's like a rushing mighty wind. It appeared like cloven, in cloven tongues, like as a fire, folks. It was powerful. It wasn't merry-go-round church. It was bull-riding church. It wasn't just dun dun da 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 dun da da da. They weren't saying, you know what, I wish this Holy Ghost outpouring would come. Because you know what, I'm hungry for some fried chicken. He said, hey man, don't look at me like fried chicken, dude. They're saying, I don't care how long I have to stay. There's a passion got a hold of them, folks. And whenever the passion gets a hold of young people, and passion gets a hold of old folks, and people just say, you know what? Sure, McDonald's is closing. Sure, the pizza's getting cold. And you know what? We might have to give up one game of basketball. But guess what? I'm staying until I am changed. All right. This is how Brother Vincent ends the service right here. I'm done. I already closed my Bible. I'm done. I'm done. Now, here's what we got to do next. I preach my guts out, like not literally, but my throat. God has been drawing some of you since the beginning of this service. And you've felt it.
Hallelujah.
Even some of you can't... Oh, this is going to get deep real quick. Hang on. It's going to get real tough. Because some of you kids, that's like Brother Vincent here, that, like Brother Bacon here, that we grew up in church. See, folks, we forget that we have to move sometimes too. We're the ones that really need to move. Because, you know, we get cold. We learn how to have church. We learn all that calisthenics and stuff. And ain't nobody going to know you're cold and backslid until you just finally just pop. Where did old so-and-so go? Well, I don't know. You know what happened? They just rolled them out. They had too much merry-go-round church. Hey, you're the one I'm preaching to tonight, so don't say, well, you know what? He ain't preaching to me. I'm preaching to you. I'm preaching to you that just got in church yesterday, because you know what? You're going to come up against a problem tomorrow. I'm preaching to Brother Bay. I'm preaching to everybody in this house. I don't care how long you've been in here. And church is what I'm talking about. And I don't care how well you think you got it figured out. You're going to come up against a problem. And you're going to need it. So I'm talking, if somebody's passion would just, if you would just let your passion overtake you tonight. And you know what? You have to do this first. Let go of the pew. My goodness, my knuckles were white. Let go of your pride. Get rid of your pride. Because you know what? You ain't going to have good church unless you get rid of your pride. I've never seen anybody have good church unless they got rid of their pride. Get rid of your pride. And then just let God consume you. And just get consumed in God with a passion like you've never had before. I dare you, I double dog dare some of you to just step out in the aisle and just worship God like you've never... Well, I don't know about that. Sit there. I can't make you. As big and bad as those three dudes are that I had up here backing me tonight, hey, they can't make you. God himself, he could if he wanted to, but he's not going to force you and make you. You know what? We've got this power of choice. You choose how in love with God you get. You choose your passion for this. Now, I just want to know, are there some young people here tonight? Are there some older folks here tonight? You just step out of where you're at. I don't know. I wish somebody, look at that passion right there. I wish somebody would just step out of where you're at and just let God consume you. Come on, folks. When you do that and you start calling on God and you start worshiping God, something's going to happen. If you're waiting on the music, you're waiting on the wrong thing. It's coming, but you're waiting on the wrong thing. It ain't the music that's going to usher it in. You are going to cause the move of God. God's Spirit's already moving. You're going to have to just let go and let God have His way tonight. Somebody just get passionate tonight about your worship. Somebody just get passionate tonight about God. And I promise you, you'll leave here changed and different. I've tried it before. Try it again and see what happens.
your voice. The devil gets intimidated when you lift up your voice. I said the devil gets intimidated when you start having church.
Tonight.